count as Dom Jacoby takes the first one for ball number one. So now a 1-0 count, pitch coming home. It's a check swing, and it bounces away, and time is called as the count now 2-0, I believe. Seems like the umpire got hit on that ball, and so I believe it's a 2-0 count now to Jacoby after... Well, looks like they called that a strike, so 1-1 the count. Runner on first base as this pitch now misses away. So there's ball number two. Now a 2-1 count with the runner on first base. Two outs in the bottom of the second. 11-0 Madison. And the Rafters coming back from the rain delay. Allowed a double and a single, but Trevor Moik still out there on the mound in between the delay. As that pitch is in there for strike number two, 2-2 the count. So Moik working through the rain. He was the pitcher prior to the delay, and he was afterwards as well. 2-2 count. This one is fouled away. Keeps it 2-2. And, well, if you put a total number on the amount of time that he spent on the mound, it's probably close to an hour and a half at this point. Coming in for Kenny Schultz back in the first inning. This one's hit up the middle, bounced off the mound. Diving play by Carlson. He'll throw to first, and what a play by Hayden Carlson. 6-3 on the out, and that is out number three. However, one run did come across for the Mallards that inning. The one run came across on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the top of the third. The Rafters down 11-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count as Clayton leads off the top of the third inning. He came in as a defensive substitute for Noah Hata after an apparent injury as this one is fouled back to bring it 1-1. Looked like a wrist injury from up here in the press box as he came down on the glove trying to slide for a fly ball in center field. So Hata taken out of the game in the bottom of the second inning post-rain delay. And now here in the top of the third, Royce Clayton Jr. up for the first time this game. 1-1 count here. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. 1-2 the count. The Rafters down 11-0 in the top of the third. One run came across in the bottom of the second. It was a weird one on a fielder's choice to Brock Lulewicz, where there was a bit of a collision there. And this is a swing and a miss from Royce Clayton Jr. He's out for the first time this game. And there's one up, one down in the top of the third inning. Keeps the bases empty as it'll hand it off to Junior Barajas with the bases empty. And the Rafters still looking for that first run of the game. Charlie West is still back out there on the mound for Madison. He was the pitcher pre-rain delay, and the first offering is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And so a little bit of a surprise, a rain delay that goes over 50 minutes. It was 53 minutes in total as this one's popped to the left side of the field out towards the seats, and it will reach out of play. Brings it to a 1-1 count. And a 53-minute delay, but neither pitcher taken out of the game. Both teams kept the same guy on the mound. Charlie West, the starter for Madison. The 1-1 count is fouled by Barajas to bring it 1-2. And Junior Barajas off to a strong start to his Rafters career, although yesterday not his best game, but it still wasn't a bad one. He only went 1-for-5. 1-2 the count. This one's hit up the middle, and there's his first hit of this game. So he keeps his hit streak alive as he's now picked up a hit in all of his games. All five of them here in the second half. And, well, in three of those games, he's already gotten an extra base hit. Not this one yet, though. And he puts himself onto first base with one out in the top of the third inning. Brings up Matanaco to the plate, the right-handed hitting DH for the Rafters. Trying to make something happen and against Charlie West, who has been struggling a little bit recently for the Mallards. Trying to turn that around. First pitch is a foul ball as it goes straight back off the plate towards the backstop. Now an 0-1 count. Runner still on first base, Barajas, but not a slow runner. He's already shown off the wheels this season. And well, in terms of the stolen base department, Barajas got two of them. Once he's stolen second and once he's stolen third. 0-1 the count. On the way home, it is a check swing from Akko. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number two. It's now an 0-2 count. And Akko, he's hit a bit of a cold spell here in the second half of the season. First half of the year, he was one of the best hitters on the Rafters. But here in the second half, things have not gone his way so far. 0-2 count on the way. This one's hit up the middle. A screamer right by the glove of West into center field. And it's a single for Matanaco. Back-to-back hits for the Rafters, as those were also the first two hits of the game for Wisconsin Rapids. Charlie West had not allowed a hit up until that point. And, well, Junior Barajas now over to second base as Matanaco is on first. And the Rafters, runners on first and second with one out in the top of the third inning. Still down 11-0. Hiroto Kobayashi at the plate. First one is upstairs for ball number one. Kobayashi up for the second time this game. He drew a walk, his only plate appearance back in the second inning. Has a 1-0 count here. Right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup as the 1-0 misses low for ball two. 2-0 the count. And before this, there will be a quick mound visit here between Daniel Rogers and Charlie West. Just the two of them out there, making sure that they're on the same page, as West has allowed back-to-back hits after starting the game hitless in the first two innings. But now down in the count 2-0 to Kobayashi from Lewis Clark State College. And he's been seeing much improved plate discipline over the back half of the first half, as this one is going to miss inside for ball number three. A 3-0 count to Kobayashi. He saw four pitches in the second inning that were all balls. And he's seen three here in the third that have all missed, and takes this one all the way, but that's on the inside edge for strike number one. So not going to get a four-pitch walk here, but still trying to work on base. He had a six-game hit streak going until yesterday. That was snapped, but he still got on base. 3-1 count taken outside. Ball number four, and Kobayashi on for the second time today. First Rafters player to reach base two times this game, and it loads him with only one out in the top of the third inning. Kobayashi on first, Akko is now on second, and Barajas is on third. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases loaded, and Beauchesne hoping to make something happen for Wisconsin Rapids. Right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup. First pitch is swung on and sent foul down the third baseline towards the Madison dugout, just a little bit past it. So an 0-1 count, and Beauchesne 0-1 in the game. He did reach second base on an error from the Mallards shortstop, Dom Jacoby. 0-1 count, gets a big swing and a miss from Beauchesne. He was way ahead on that swing. A bit of an off-speed there that hits Beauchesne. Now down in the count, 0-2. One of the Rafters returners coming over from Saddleback Community College. 0-2 the count. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball just a bit outside for ball number one. And I talked about this already with Beauchesne. Kind of a big reason why you get to see so many of these key Rafters players coming over here from Saddleback. Junior and Jace Barajas. And, of course, Hayden Carlson, both Carlson and Beauchesne, good friends as this one is fouled back. Keeps it 1-2, and Beauchesne previously on the Rafters last season. He enjoyed his experience here, and I'm looking forward to when he'll have a big game so I can talk to him for the pregame show. And of course, I've already talked to him a few times off the air, but would love to bring him on. And I always like to wait until a player has, you know, a big game to bring him on to the pregame show. And today, Seth Spencer was our pregame guest of the show. He had a phenomenal start two games ago, and got to talk a little bit about his journey and just the way that the season's gone. 1-2 count north of the zone for ball number two. It's now 2-2. Runners still on first, second, and third. They are loaded with only one out. Beauchesne trying to get on base any way that he can. Here's the 2-2, and the pitch is taken a little bit outside. Ball number three, and it's full to Beauchesne. And Charlie West trying not to allow the fourth straight Rafter to reach base. West did load the bases in the second inning, but had two outs there. And, well, now he gets out number two here in the third inning. Swing and a miss from Beauchesne. And Beauchesne not going to be happy with that one, although a strong plate appearance. He saw seven pitches before his strikeout. And it brings up Landon Gass to the plate, with the bases still loaded, but two outs now in the top of the third inning. Rafters still held scoreless. And at the plate, Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, trying to take on Charlie West. West getting up there in the pitch count a little bit as the first one is taken for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And the next pitch will be West's 60th of the game. And that also includes that 53-minute rain delay in the mix of things as the 0-1 count is popped sky high towards the right side of the field. Should reach out of play, and it does, down the right field line to bring the count 0-2. Gaz down to his last strike here. And on the game, Gaz 0-1. He popped out to second base back in the second inning. And the fans going to let him hear it as he is the beer batter for the game. And I always figure that's a fun thing to talk about in the game. It brings a little bit of a different pressure to the plate. 0-2 count. It's high. Ball number one. 1-2 the count. Luke Skinner on deck if it gets there. But Gaz hoping to come up clutch here. The Rafters have had, now this is their third plate appearance with the bases loaded. They are 0-2 with two strikeouts in this situation this game. 1-2 count, misses inside, ball two. 2-2 the count. And Gaz saw just two pitches back in the second inning before popping out. In that situation, he had runners on second and third, so trying to see a few more here and not strand them on the base paths. 2-2 count, pitch comes home, it's sent foul down that right field line, and well hit though, but remains 2-2. And Jake Beauchesne looking a little bit more at him as a Rafter. He's playing in his second season for Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to have a little bit of a better impression here than his first year. Not that it was too bad, as this one misses low. Ball number three, the count is full. And sorry, this is Landon Gaz at the plate, not Jake Beauchesne. Landon Gaz also, for the Rafters. He is one of those returners and coming over from UC Irvine this past season. He's played both of his collegiate seasons there. 3-2 count with him full, and it gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three as Landon Gaz goes down with the K. Charlie West strikes out the side in the third inning, but he leaves them loaded. The Rafters, no runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. Rafters have left seven on base through three innings, and we head to the bottom of the third as the Rafters down 11-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning here in Madison, Wisconsin. Rafters down 11-0. Trevor Moika on the mound. He gets a swing and a miss on the first pitch to Davis Hamilton to bring the count 0-1. And the Rafters trying to keep the deficit where it's at, 11-0. And in between innings, I did see Noah Hata being taken over by the trainers out of the field of play and looked like they were walking him down the sideline. And like I said, over towards the clubhouse, so he is completely exited here, and I would imagine seeking medical attention as he was still holding that wrist in between innings. 1-1 count, gets a swing and a miss from Hamilton on a 1-2 count, and just a gut-wrenching injury to Hata, and you just got a feel for him. One of the recent Rafters arrivals, he got in during the second game of that trip at Fond du Lac, and a swing and a miss here from Davis Hamilton, and Trevor Moik keeps dealing for the Rafters. He's allowed just the one run so far, and trying to keep it and go at least through 2 1/3. He recorded two outs in the first inning. He recorded three in the second, and now trying to record three here in the third inning. Bases empty with one out at the plate. Mikey Bell takes the first pitch in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Bell, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-righty matchup. Now the 0-1 from Moik working quickly. It's off the end of the bat towards first base, and it stays fair with some topspin on the ball. And Gaz picks it up, steps on the bag himself. Three unassisted for out number two in the third inning. Bases still empty, 11-0 Madison, and the new batter stepping up to the plate is the left-handed hitting catcher, Daniel Rogers. Trevor Moik still continuing to look strong out there, although his shutout streak does officially come to a close, as he had been riding about eight innings or so without allowing a run up until the one from the second inning. He's been able to go a fair distance for the Rafters, too, in his appearances. He played just 3 days ago. Trying to keep rolling along here. First pitch on the way to Rogers is inside for ball number one. And well, kind of talking about Hata from earlier and finishing up with him. In case you missed it, he tried making a catch out in center field and was running up to go and make the play, but it was low to the ground. He tried to stick the glove out towards the grass, and it got caught up, and the wrist kind of folded backwards while he went to go and try and make the play. 1-1 count as that one's in for a strike to Rogers. Swing and a miss makes it 1-2. And Hata, I mean, he's a great guy as well. I got to talk to him a little bit when he arrived, and of course always hanging around the team, and you just hate for him to have to go through something like that. And 1-2 count is sent over down the third baseline. It's going to spin and stay fair as the third baseman Skinner runs up on it but can't make the play on it. No throw, and so it's an infield single. So about the same exact thing that happened on Mikey Bell's ball, but instead it went down the third baseline and it was unplayable by the Rafters third baseman. So now it brings up Michael Lippe with a runner on first base and two away in the bottom of the third inning. Mallard's already up 11-0. Runner on first, Daniel Rogers. He's got three hits in the game now as there's a swing and a miss from Lippe for strike number one. And Daniel Rogers batting about .850 to start off his Mallard's career. I mean, it is obnoxious the numbers that he's putting up right now as that pitch is fouled back to bring it 0-2. I mean, the stuff that you see Rogers doing at the plate, he's playing in his fourth game for the Mallards. He's now 11 for 13 in those four games. I mean, that's unheard of. Daniel Rogers, my goodness. 0-2 the count with the runner on first base, and this one is a fly ball out towards left field. Running back now running up on it. A little bit misjudged, but it still will be caught by Rafters left fielder Jake Beauchesne. That's out number three, and so in the third inning, no runs, one hit. There were no errors and one left on base. We head to the fourth. It's 11-0 Madison here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app. Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth coming your way here from Madison, Wisconsin. Rafters down 11-0 and hoping to get the bats rolling along. Luke Skinner up at the plate. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, up for the second time this game. He's still taking on Charlie West. West back out there despite his pitch count up at 65. And, well, he's still been shutout baseball through those first three innings and hoping to keep that rolling here. Although he's loaded the bases in each of the last two innings, he's kept them all stranded. With the bases loaded, the Rafters 0-for-3 with three strikeouts this game. Skinner up at the plate. He's the first one up. He takes a swing and fouls it back to bring it 0-1. And Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. It'll be Skinner, Carlson, and Harper due up here in the top of the fourth for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-1 count to Skinner. The pitch coming from West. It is taken low and inside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And one of the things that Skinner does the best is watching pitches at the plate. He does a very good job of knowing which pitches to swing at and which not to, as that one misses away. Ball number two, a 2-1 count. Although he did strike out swinging back in the second inning. That's his one plate appearance so far. So he's 0-1. They're trying to get on base for the first time. Here's the 2-1 count from West. Swung on and missed. It's strike number two. 2-2 the count. And with Hayden Carlson on deck, you'd love to give him a base runner. He came up with runners on second and third back in the second inning, and while he didn't get a hit, he still kept the inning alive. He drew a walk, so Carlson, one of the hotter hitters for the Rafters. 2-2 count to Skinner, and he takes it low. Did he? Yes, he did. Checked his swing on that one, and now the count runs full. So Skinner still seeing the pitches here, and for the Mallards, you don't got too much left from Charlie West. Up at 70 pitches in the game now. The 3-2 count on the way. Gets a swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And Skinner down on strikes for the second time tonight. Brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the top of the fourth inning. And Carlson, he does have a home run this season. He had the home run back in game number two of the second half. And overall, that was game number 38 on the season, but Carlson's second game with the Rafters as that pitch misses for ball number one. And game number one, he didn't pick up a hit, but he did draw a walk and stole a base in his second game at Fond du Lac. Went 4-for-5 with a home run and five RBIs. 1-0 the count coming home. It is a tad inside for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. Carlson, the righty at the plate. It's a righty-lefty matchup, so likes this. But base is empty. Just got to get a base runner. 2-0 count on the inside edge. Makes it 2-1. Carlson, I talked to him a little bit about that home run, and he was telling me, hey, you never swing for a home run, but you're more than okay when one leaves the park. Well, this is certainly a park where that can happen, although more so for left-handed hitters. That one misses low for ball number three, a 3-1 count out towards right field. It's a lot closer on that short porch, and left field a little bit longer out there, but still not too far away. And you could hope to send one over that wall, but, well, Carlson will take his second walk of the game as that one missed inside. So either way, he works to get on base, and it's the fifth walk of the night from Charlie West. Despite this, the Rafters have not been able to do any damage to him. He's got six strikeouts in the game. He had three strikeouts in the third inning, two in the second, and he's already got one here in the fourth. Pitch to Eric Harper is called on the inside edge for strike number one, an 0-1 count, and had a bit of a rain delay from 7 to 7:53. I like to be exact here, and an 0-1 count to Harper is a broken bat flying up the middle and avoided by the pitcher. Throw on over to first from the shortstop. It is in time for out number two. It goes 6-3 on the putout, but Hayden Carlson does advance over to second. Harper nearly outran that grounder, but couldn't quite make it in time, and that baseball bat went flying out across the pitcher's mound over towards where the shortstop was standing, but thankfully he was able to avoid the traffic of the bat. So it leaves now two away with the runner on second base being Hayden Carlson. Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate again. Right-handed hitting center fielder pops this one up towards the right side of the infield, running up on it the second baseman, and he will catch it on the infield grass for out number three. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, it is 11-0 Madison here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rap.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Rafters have been blessed by a great appearance from Trevor Moik today. However, that is going to do it for his appearance as Moik comes out of the game. A new pitcher for the Rafters is Ashton Poole. Ashton Poole coming into the game for Wisconsin Rapids, taking over after Trevor Moik finished his night with 2 2/3 innings pitched, and he allowed 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned on no walks, 2 strikeouts, and along with that, no hit batters for Moik, as the first pitch from Poole is in there for strike number one. So Ashton Poole hoping to keep his recent streak of strong performances going, and appeared just a couple days ago as this pitch is outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And Trevor Moik, 41 pitches in the game and faced a total of some amount of batters, as I'll have to do the math myself. That pitch misses in there for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Trevor Moik having come in back in that second inning for Kenny Schultz. He faced 12 batters and no wild pitches, no balks for him, and hands it off to Ashton Poole. 3-1 count now to Kosciuszko. Kosciuszko, the left-handed hitting first baseman, up for the third time this game. He's 0-1. 3-1 count on the way home. It is outside for ball number four and a leadoff walk from Ashton Poole to Cole Kosciuszko, has him on first base with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. The Rafters already up 11-0, and now at the plate, Carson Hansen. Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Mallards, taking on the righty on the mound, Ashton Poole, a lefty-righty matchup. And Hansen already 2-for-2 on the game with a double and a single. First pitch to him is on the outside edge for strike number one. Looking a little bit more at Ashton Poole and his numbers this season. That last time out was just yesterday. He pitched a ninth inning without allowing a run. 0-1 count is a little low for ball number one, now 1-1. And in that ninth inning, he allowed 1 hit, 1 walk, but had 1 strikeout and didn't allow a run. 1-1 the count on the way to Hansen. Pitch comes in, and this one is hit high in the air out towards right field. Running back at the warning track, now trying to find it. Kobayashi towards the side and can't quite make the catch. It drops into foul territory and a 1-2 count. And Kobayashi didn't quite find it at first, and it was hit sky high in the air. Gave him a little bit of time, but not quite able to get over to it. So now a 1-2 count to Hansen. Left-handed hitter out of the University of Kentucky, who's batting .341 on the season now. He's got 20 RBIs and runs scored. I tell you what, he has been real good for this Mallards team. And another guy who might be eyeing down a potential all-star nod. 1-2 count. This one misses inside, and it's going to hit him. So a hit batter, and that's not the spot where you want to do that. Pitch got away as well, but doesn't matter. Dead ball. And so with the hit-by-pitch of Carson Hansen, Cole Kosciuszko goes to second. There's now runners on first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. At the plate now, Noah Sheffield. And Sheffield, the right-handed hitting center fielder for Wisconsin Rapids, comes into this game with a hope to continue his 2-for-2 game. First pitch on the way, ripped down the third baseline, and it stays. No, it's just foul. Called foul by a matter of inches. So an 0-1 count to Sheffield, and Sheffield, the son of Gary Sheffield, the not quite Hall of Famer, but right on that edge. I tell you what, guy at the plate, Sheffield, he's got some pop in that bat. 2 home runs on the season. We've seen it already this year. Rafters had a home run hit against them by this guy at the plate. Right-handed hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Sends a grounder towards third. It's a soft one. It'll be a tough play across the diamond from third. Did they get him? Oh, yeah, just in time. Luke Skinner barely in there, but able to make the play off the bounce. A nice pick at first base by Landon Gaz. It goes 5-3 on the putout as both runners will advance a base. So Carson Hansen over to second base, as Cole Kosciuszko goes to third. And it brings up Brock Lulewicz with runners in scoring position. Mallard's already up 11-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Ashton Poole, the right-hander on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, looks back towards shortstop and seeing if Carlson will move. He doesn't. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Lulewicz is taken inside for ball number one. Lefty-righty matchup, and Lulewicz, 1-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Has a chance to add another. 1-0 count on the way. It is a bit outside for ball number 2. Now 2-0 the count. Lulewicz's last time up in the second inning, grounded into a fielder's choice, but got an RBI on it as the runner scored from second. So a 2-0 count to the man from Wichita State. Pitch is taken right down the middle. That's strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. And Lulewicz on the season batting .277. 16 RBIs and has 1 home run. 2-1 the count to Lulewicz. And trying to make something happen. The pitch in, it misses in the dirt, but blocked by Barajas to keep it from getting away. So a 3-1 count to Lulewicz. And, well, the Mallards, well, at least Madison is going to be hosting the All-Star game in, well, just about a week's time, I think. Maybe a little bit longer than that, week and a half. 3-1 count. It's not too far away, though. 3-1 count is taken in there for strike number 2, but not before the bat was tossed by Brock Lulewicz. That was not a bat flip, but a bat toss, and so now he'll walk back into the batter's box. He didn't do it immediately either. He almost waited for the call, but it was a little bit of a delayed called strike. 3-2 count with the runners on second and third, and Lulewicz, another chance for an RBI, and sends one over to third base. Picked up and no throw home. It'll instead go to first base, and it's a 5-3 putout, but another RBI for Brock Lulewicz as he's got his third RBI of the game and as many plate appearances. Sends Carson Hansen over to third base, and Cole Kosciuszko comes home to make it 12-0 Madison in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, hey, at the very least, the Rafters get back in front of the home crowd tomorrow and hoping to use that to their advantage. These two games here have not gone their way, and first pitch on the way to Dom Jacoby is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And, man, it's really been waiting on that big starting pitching performance. That's what's helped the Rafters win, is when they've been able to get those great starting performances. 1-0 count, grounded towards third base, but foul. 1-1 the count, and saw that from Seth Spencer a couple days ago. The Rafters were able to manage a win, and of course, you saw Noah Marschke and Jeremy Jones have back-to-back impressive outings themselves, including Noah Marschke's 10-strikeout performance in four innings. First time a Rafters pitcher had 10 strikeouts in over 4 years. 1-1 count, grounded towards first, but just foul, and now a 1-2 count, and so the Rafters, seems like that's kind of what tells them if they win the game or not, is how good did your starter do? Well, unfortunately, these past two games have not been able to go deep into games. Tristan Krusenberry just one inning pitched yesterday, and today, Kenny Schultz, 1/3 of an inning. 1-2 the count, and the pitch from Poole coming home, it's fouled straight back into the netting. Jacoby stays alive and remains a 1-2 count. Jacoby from the University of Louisville, he's 2-for-3 on the game with a double, a single, two RBIs, two runs scored, and on the one ground out. That came his last time up back in that second inning. Had two at-bats in the first inning, one in the second, and the 1-2 count hit over to shortstop. Carlson's there, picks it up, throws across, off balance, but makes the play for out number three. So that gets us out of the fourth inning. It's a 6-3 putout, and Hayden Carlson continues to impress both defensively and offensively for the Rafters. In that fourth inning, though, one run did come across, no hits, there were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Rafters just trying to get that offense rolling. They're down 12-0 here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1328.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Into the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM, and thank you for joining us on tonight's broadcast. It hasn't been the game that we all were hoping for from the Rafters as they trail 12-0 in the top of the fifth inning, and the Rafters still trying to get that offense going, but a good guy to get it started, Junior Barajas, up at the plate. He leads off, left-handed pitcher, and takes that first pitch way far inside and nearly hits him, but not quite, as it makes it a 1-0 count. But Charlie West who was on the mound for the Mallards, I believe is, well, I can't quite tell numbers from up here, and I believe he's still out there, and yes, he is. So a 1-1 count, and well, the alternate identity for the Mallards once again being seen. They are the Neverminds today, and that pitch called a button. Never mind, it's called for a strike. 1-2 the count. So a 1-2 the count with the bases empty to Junior Barajas. Left-handed hitting catcher takes that pitch a little bit low and inside for ball number two. And Junior Barajas coming over from Saddleback College. And one of those four guys who I mentioned earlier when Jake Beauchesne was at the plate. He'll be back up in a little bit. He's due up this inning. Barajas sends a fly ball out towards right field, catching a little bit of air and the wind pulling it back in and towards the infield. The right fielder running up on it, and it is caught by Hansen for out number one. So one up, one down here in the fifth inning, and it brings up Matanaco to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fifth. Rafters still down 12-0 here in Madison, and well, not looking forward to that bus ride back to Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be a tough one, and well, a rough night for Rafters fans as this one is fouled down the third baseline. And you know, I'm going to say it all at once so that we don't have to think about it again. Just one more time, recapping kind of everything that's happened. Rafters, of course, down 12-0 on the scoreboard. Kenny Schultz couldn't get the storybook chapter that he was hoping for. Rain delay happened, paused us for 53 minutes. 0-1 count is a little bit off the plate for ball number one, now 1-1. After that, Trevor Moit comes back in and allows a double and a single to make it then 11-0. And, well, during that, after the break, a 1-1 count is swung on and missed by Akko, makes it a 1-2 count. And Noah Hata, he came out of the game with a what appears to be a bad wrist injury, and he had to be taken off the field of play and over for medical attention. 1-2 count, swing and a miss for strike number three from Akko on a pitch above the zone. He's now 1-for-3 in the game, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate for the third time today. Batting in the five spot, it's a little bit different from where he normally is. More recently, he's been kind of near the back end of the order, you know, the 7-8-9 spot. Moved up to number five today, and he's been deserving of it. First pitch is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count, and so I kind of got all the bad news out of the way with, oh, and of course the Rafters offense right now, they have not been able to score the runs. They've left eight on base through four innings as this one is hit high in the air towards shallow left field and the infield. It can't be spotted by the shortstop, and instead it'll be the left fielder who finds it, and that is out number three. So the Rafters go down 1-2-3 in the fifth inning as Charlie West continues to pitch dominantly out there. Only 11 pitches in that inning, his most efficient of the game, and he is now in line for the win with five shutout innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 12-0 Mallards here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, and no more bad news after this.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get it started in here. Yeah, I'm gonna be singing a little bit for you on the broadcast. I'm ready for the Rafters to start getting some momentum on their side as, well, they are going to try and get it rolling with the pitching staff. Ashton Poole back out to work for a second inning here, and Poole mostly used as a one-inning guy this year. He'll be back out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. He allowed one run in the bottom of the fourth, but didn't look too bad. He didn't allow a hit, as that one's on the outside edge for strike number one. Brings the count 0-1 to the leadoff man, Davis Hamilton. Hamilton, the left-handed hitting second baseman. Lefty-righty matchup, the 0-1 count in there called for strike number two. Now 0-2 to Hamilton. It'll be Hamilton, Bell, and Rogers due up in the bottom of the fifth. Roger that. As there's an 0-2 count, as Poole still taking his time on the mound to pitch. 3 seconds on the pitch clock and has to get that one away, but misses it outside for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Mikey Bell on deck. He's been struggling today, but man, throughout the season, what a year he's been having. 1-2 the count. Poole brings the pitch home. It bounces away and misses inside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Hamilton on the game. 2-for-3. 2 doubles, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and 1 strikeout. He struck out back in the third inning, but had back-to-back doubles to start things off. Both of those came in the first inning off of Kenny Schultz. That double, the last batter that Schultz saw before he was taken out for Trevor Moik. 2-2 the count coming home. It's grounded foul towards the Mallards dugout and remains a 2-2 count. And Madison wearing those Nirvana-themed jerseys, the Madison Neverminds. Talked about it a little bit last inning. Made one Nevermind joke. I'm going to have to make some more throughout this broadcast. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it's a 2-2 count. And the pitch from Poole coming home, it is taken inside for ball number three. It's now full. And Davis Hamilton really showing off the plate discipline up there. You can really see what he's been able to do this season. 25 RBIs on the year, 19 runs scored. Sitting at 2-for-3 on the game. He's batting .318 on the season. Pitch on the way, misses inside. Ball number four, and Hamilton on for the third time today. Well, not sure where this development took place, but I want to be in the room where it happened. Hamilton over to first base, and this guy, I mean, he has been looking good today. Now it brings up Mikey Bell, who's had some success against the Rafters this season and against a lot of teams this year at that. It entered this game nearly batting .400. It's dropped down to .381 now as that pitch is going to hit inside and hit off nearly the thigh of Bell. Hit by pitch from Ashton Poole, not the way that he wanted to start off this fifth inning, but actually it started off exactly the same way that that fourth inning did. Fourth inning, he walked Cole Kosciuszko, then hit Carson Hansen with a pitch. And so with runners on first and second, Noah Sheffield grounded out 5-3, which allowed both runners to advance. Then a 5-3 ground out from Brock Lulowitz sent home Kosciuszko. And so after those two free passes, Poole was able to bring it back in, hoping to do the same here, but against Daniel Rogers, who's already 3-for-3 on the game. First pitch coming home, misses outside for ball number one. Up for the fourth time in the game, he's got runners on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters down 12-0 here in Madison, and it's a lefty-righty matchup. 1-0 count on the way to Rogers. It is on the inside edge, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Rogers back in the third inning. He was the only hit against Trevor Moik in that frame. He also had an RBI single off of Moik in the second inning and an RBI single off of Kenny Schultz in the first. 1-1 count on the way home. It's well outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. And Daniel Rogers. And this guy just incredible right now. And I am kind of shaking right now. I'm like, uh-oh. What is he going to do next? Batting 846 from the plate. Pitch on the way. It is in there for strike number two. A 2-2 count. Rogers from the University of Iowa, but he might as well be in the major leagues the way that he's looked. Four home runs through three games. Now in the middle of his fourth game. He had a three-homer game yesterday, and now on the season, eight RBIs. 2-2 count. This one's hit well out towards right center field on the run back. It'll be caught by Clayton, though. First time that they've retired Rogers. Throw comes in and keeps the runner on first, but it does end up being a productive out. A flyout from Rogers as Mikey Bell stays on first, but Davis Hamilton moves over to third. Brings up Michael Lippi to the plate with runners on the corners and one out in the bottom of the fifth. So the first pitch on the way to the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Mallards. It's a righty-righty matchup, and it is taken on the lower inside corner for strike number one. Lippi, 0-2 in the game. He's one of just two Mallards that have yet to pick up a hit. The other is Cole Kosciuszko, who's on deck. 0-1 count coming home. It is just a bit outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Lippi from the University of Louisville. And he's struggled a bit this year compared to the rest of the Mallards, batting just .231, but still a relatively new acquisition. Pitch coming in, a breaking ball that misses a tad inside, and now a 2-1 count. Back in the third inning, Lippi flew out to left field, grounded into a six unassisted fielder's choice in the second, and he walked in the first inning, came around to score on that. 2-1 count from Poole, another breaking ball, but that time it hits the inside edge. 2-2 the count. Poole getting some good movement on that pitch and trying to get a shutout frame here, but he's going to have to keep that runner on third, even though the sacrifice is in order. 2-2 count, he looks over there, now looks back home, pitch coming, it's grounded over towards first, and not able to be fielded cleanly, but Gaz was in foul territory when he touched it, and so was the ball, and so it ends up being foul, and well, thankfully so at that point in time, because Gaz dropped the ball, he would not have been able to throw it home in time, and well, even though he dropped the ball, he did not drop the ball by touching it in foul territory. So a 2-2 count with one away and runners on the corner still. 12-0 Madison. Righty-righty matchup to Lippi. Gets a swing and a foul ball lasered towards the Rafters dugout. Still 2-2. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next for Michael Lippi. Lippi still to be followed by Kosciuszko, so you're going to get the switch from the right-hander to the left-hander. Poole hoping to deal with the same-sided hitter as this one is grounded towards the left side of the infield. That gets into left, and it's an RBI single for Michael Lippi, his first RBI of the game, and it makes it now 13-0 Madison. The Mallards just continuing to add to their lead right now. The Rafters have limited damage since that first inning, but it hasn't been held to nothing, and just been a little bit of unfortunate runs that have come across, but they're runs nonetheless, bringing the lead up to even more in the double digits. Hoping that the Rafters can keep them here. They've got runners on first and second with one out in the bottom of the fifth. The first pitch to Cole Kosciuszko is taken for strike number one. Kosciuszko up for the fourth time this game, and, well, he is 0-for-1. Drew a walk back in the fourth inning his last time up, and also in the first. He is the only Mallard without a hit today, but he's batting .356 on the season. 0-1 count is sent high in the air down that left field line, but out of play, and now an 0-2 count. So an 0-2 count with one away and runners on first and second. Kosciuszko from UC Santa Barbara, and pitch on the way home misses well outside for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count, and on deck, Carson Hansen, who is trying to get on base every way possible. He's got hit by a pitch, got a single and a double, so top batter you don't want to get to with the bases loaded. But really, the Rafters just trying to get out. It's 1-2 count. It's outside for ball number two. Now 2-2, and Ashton Poole looking at his numbers this season. For the Rafters, Poole, the ERA entering this game, 9.64, and had a couple of rough performances early on. As of late, like I mentioned, he's been a little